get out soul winning. Look, people don't go soul winning. Why? Because they're afraid. Right. Oh, I'm afraid. I'm not going to know what to say. I'm afraid somebody's going to ask me a question I can't answer. I'm afraid that I'm going to knock the door of someone I know. It's going to be humiliating. And look, we've all knocked. Who's knocked the door of someone you've known when you went out soul winning? And you're not, you know, and sometimes it's a little uncomfortable, but just because it's kind of weird, like people think you're stalking them or something, because you know these people, and then you're just at their house, like, how do you know where I live? You know, what are you doing at my house? You know, but I've had it happen many times. But you know, oh, I'm afraid of this, afraid of that. But you know what? I remember when I started soul winning, I would say probably the first year of soul winning, every single week when I went soul winning, I was nervous for about the first year. Where literally when I would knock on the first door out soul winning, I kind of hoped that they wouldn't be home. You know what I'm talking about? You know, you go soul winning and you kind of knock on the door and you're kind of, I don't think they're home. You know, and you're just kind of hoping that first. And I just remember the first door, my heart would be kind of pounding. You've been there, right? Heart's kind of pounding. You knock the door. You kind of hope they're not home. That's how I felt. I started soul winning when I was 17. And that's how I felt. But after about a year or two, I got to the point where, you know, I just knocked that door. But by the way, even in the beginning, it was only the first few doors that are like that, where you're scared. And because once you kind of got warmed up, you kind of realized this isn't so bad. And look, the whole point of the sermon that I keep trying to drive in on almost every point is that the stuff you're afraid of is a phantom. It's a boogeyman. You know, you're just, oh, I'm afraid. I'm going to make a fool of myself out. So you're never going to see these people again. I mean, I'd rather make a fool of myself at the door with some stranger than with people I actually know. You know? I mean, if it's somebody that you know, have your silent partner do it or whatever. You know, whatever. Have them handle it. But I'm saying that, you know, you go out there and you're walking up to that first door and you're scared and you're nervous and your heart's pounding. But once you do a couple doors, you're like, wow, this isn't so... I mean, I've talked to people where they struggled with it. And they, man, I don't want to go soul winning. I'm scared. And they were nervous. And then they came out and they're like, oh, is this all? It's like, what did you think we were going to be doing? Like, we're just going to go out and just confront people and, you know, we're just going to be in a fight every time or something. I mean, it's so easy. So, look, soul winning is not that hard, is it? I don't think it's that hard in the sense of, I mean, it's hard work in the sense that it's strenuous, but it's not hard in the sense of you just show up. You're not, especially, I mean, how hard is it to be the silent partner? And look, if you're not out soul winning, you need to show up at the soul winning time and be the silent partner. I mean, if you're afraid of that, then you're just a complete weakling. And you know what the Bible says? That when they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, it says they spake the word of God with boldness. And you know what it tells me? If you're afraid to even do something as easy as showing up and being the silent partner, it tells me you're not filled with the Holy Spirit at all. Because the evidence of the fullness of the Holy Spirit is that you have boldness. He said, well, I'm still scared. I'm nervous. Pray for boldness. Paul prayed for boldness in the Bible. And he asked other people to pray for him. He said, pray for me that utterance will be given unto me that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. That was his prayer.